Hey guys, welcome back to Dudes with Hobbies.
I'm Miguel.
I'm Keith.
And I'm Artem, and boy, do we got hobbies for you. And I know you guys that we've been doing nothing but painting, so you guys think like, all right, this is a painting podcast now, but trust me, we have one more painting to go, and then we'll move on to done. Other hobbies. Yeah, we're almost
absolutely.
Done.
We're getting progressively better with these.
You guys actually did an awesome job. Really, really well done. Great paintings. Impressed.
I think the difficulty of the paintings become higher when you have a big canvas, and I'm using very small pieces of like canvas, so I think it's easier for me to like make it look like how I want it to look like.
Should be okay. So to the background talk, we're doing fall this podcast, so we're gonna paint fall season's picture.
Yep.
And Miguel, we'll go first.
Absolutely. So, not sure if you guys already gathered from our conversations in the past, but I do live in San Diego, where we don't really have quote-unquote seasons. But it's always fairly nice weather, and I have the beach. So I live 10 minutes from the beach. And fall. Fall is like cool enough to go and like hang around in the beach. I would never go in the water just because it's too cold, but for me, like, I like going when it's not too hot. Can lay out and not get sunburned and things like that. So I think for me the best time to go to the beach is in fall, so that's what kind of inspired my painting for this week. And then I know we talked about doing what was that guy's name? And
Pop Ross.
Yes. So, I kind of listened to it, and it wasn't doing it for me, but I did decide to do like we got some friends together and did like a wine and paint type of thing. Not sure. Yeah. So, but we had some few people over. We went over to a coworker's house, and we all just kind of painted and kind of got drunk a little bit. So I think that was a little bit of different pace. And that also gave us like an experience, like a different experience from my previous drawings. It's kind of like interacting with people. Like usually for me when I'm painting, it's like have to focus, you know, kind of feel what I'm painting. But this time it was more of, I think I enjoyed it more because it was social. And I just like, normally I was just taking risks and like, oh, well, if this doesn't work, it doesn't work. So I think it kind of helped. And also the some of my coworkers who had never like painted before, they were asking questions, and I'm like, well, I'm still learning, so let's figure it out. That was kind of fun.
Nice. Your picture looked awesome, by the way. It looked
it
really amazing.
It was like 4 or 5 hours of work. It's kind of like kind of sad, but it's a
not
very
sad.
Small,
it's was it it's worth a it great though? Picture.
Yeah,
it very
I mean,
worth
guess,
it.
I guess. I think.
By the look of it, it looked like a real wave that coming in, and then I see on a contrast on the color of the ocean. I can feel the ocean. You like by looking at your picture.
Yeah, when you sent that picture to us, like I swear to God, a little breeze slapped me in my face. Yeah.
It's like perfect. A little fish just walk by and just slap you through the face, like slap.
Oh, and it's
come
like
back out.
Like the icon from Dudes with Hobbies. I'm the fish.
Yeah,
so I mean, for everyone that's listening, I painted a wave. I guess I should have started with that. But I don't know. I think I just went with like the risks as opposed to just like overthinking it. I know I kept hearing Artem in the background, don't mix, you know, what was it? The yellow and the blue to make that weird green for the sky. you know, things like that. I think I kind of just tried to like retain any useful tips from the previous week and then kind of applied them this week. Also, I wasn't intoxicated when I started, but I was very intoxicated by the time I was done. So
progressive drinking, yeah, it's important for an artist, you know.
Yeah, it was
exit our respective shows. It's actually funny that you mentioned that, because I think for this painting that would have actually been like a really good idea, you know, mixing those greens and those yellows to make that shade of green.
Yeah, no, I think I just wanted like a clean ocean almost. I didn't want, because you know, like there's different, I know there's different waters, but like you can, different colors that you can put on water.
Yes, but your colors look pretty.
Yeah,
it looks really pretty.
Yeah, it's the, I think it's what I wanted to go, very clean look, nothing like, because I know in the past I like to do things that are abstract, that aren't like, I'll paint something that's normally not that color. I think this one, what I focused on was trying to keep like it looking natural, if you will. So that was my mentality going in with this. And then also like we, I wish I would have had taken a photo of everybody else's. I'll try to get those. But everyone had like a different interpretation of it. So, you know, some people were taking it like very literal, try to copy the image, where other people are like, okay, well, this is what inspired, you know, the wave, and then it would draw the island. But I think as long as you're having fun, honestly, and, you know, you're enjoying company with people, just paint what, you know, whatever you want to paint.
Yeah, it's kind of like when Keith went painting with his wife and then she actually drew an island. Keith was like, fuck it, I'm going to draw a dragon.
Exactly, exactly. It's, you know, whatever.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing. That's exactly what he's talking about here.
Yeah, it's that, you felt like drawing life. A dragon, therefore that's what you did.
Man, my dragon eyes look sexy as hell. Just saying,
right?
That's a personal problem, Keith.
Was it trying to seduce you through the paper?
Maybe it's just like, it's just the eyelash and everything. It's very nice.
God, eyebrows on fleek.
Keith wanted to paint that dragon from Shrek, apparently.
Oh my God, that's what I was thinking.
My dragon is green, okay? From Shrek, it's not as green.
That's true, it's purple.
Yeah, it's true.
But yeah, I even put like, I don't know if you guys can see, there's a little bit of like red, almost like...
Yeah, I can see that. I can see like you have a lot of color going on, like under the sea, when the wave coming in. It's like a little reflection of the...
Exactly,
Yeah.
And that's what I was trying to go off of, because I mean, the water, you it's going to reflect the other side. So to me, it just made sense to kind of carry those same colors from the bottom to the very top. You know, just subtly, I didn't want to make it too...
But it looked really nice.
Yeah, so you did an excellent job separating sky and water.
Yeah, that was...
like, excellent. And your color blendings and the palette that you chosen, very well done.
Again,
I think it's a masterpiece, Miguel. I think it's a masterpiece.
Good job to your drunk
self. I'm gonna give it around 9.5
out of 10. Perfect.
Yes.
I think, well, no, because I mean, you also have to realize I didn't like think about this. It was just kind of like I was looking at the image and I was pretty much copying it, but with the paint.
Yeah. So you literally let it flow through you.
Yeah. Whereas other times I was just trying to like imagine it in my head and then put it. That was much more difficult than kind of like. I would say this is copying, because I was copying.
No, it's not. Like, you have to like make your own color. You have to do all the stuff. I don't think it's copying. It's like a perspective, right? Like a representation of the picture based on your view.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I
so
agree
it's
that.
A lot different than copying.
Okay, well, I'll take.
So it's
it
a derivative of the picture.
Okay.
based on copyright, law, that's a fair use.
Perfect.
It's not copy.
Perfect. but I did find like creating this type of image a little bit much easier than, you know, before when we were like, okay, this is what we're drawing, and then you have to like think about it and then try to put it. That was super difficult for me. So the fact that I could see the image before I drew it definitely helped me guide like the colors and things like that in the general direction. But yeah, I think this was an overall really good experience. I don't know if like for you guys that are listening, if this is, because like I said, in San Diego, there's a lot of places like that you can go and like drink and paint at the same time. I think even certain restaurants also do the same thing. But like, it doesn't have to be expensive, because that will definitely be expensive. You could always invite, you know, a group of people, a group of friends home or like to the backyard, and then just have canvases and just paint.
It's way cheaper. I'm going to tell you that.
Exactly.
It's a lot cheaper.
And it's on your time. There's no people around you. It's, you know, you'll feel more at home instead of like...
More comfy.
Yeah, or like going to a friend's house and getting like wasted. Yeah, do that. But like also, there are other things you guys could be doing instead of getting wasted. So, you know, and I mean, you might not realize how creative of how artistic some people are until you see what they can do. But it's just, I think, you know, like kind of like personal growth. I don't know, maybe we're just getting old. Oh my God.
No more
Yes.
going out
Yeah,
partying.
no more. I mean, that's fine too. But like right now, I think I'm at a stage where I'm like, ugh, do I really want to go out? And then I think about like the consequences. You know, I don't know. Do you guys do this? Like, someone asks me to go out. I'm like, okay, well, do I really want to feel like shit tomorrow morning? Am I gonna be like not as fun because I'm not drinking enough tonight? And then, it's my brain just goes crazy. Like, all these decisions. I don't know. I think it might just be me.
I think you have more of a social life than I do for sure. I don't know about Key, but if somebody asks me out and they're like, "We're drinking today," I'm like, "Okay, how am I getting home?" You know, like
Okay.
if I can't get home, then I don't really like sleeping over at people's places. So I guess, yeah, I
I
don't
mean,
know.
do you guys
Just
have like
depends.
Lyft and Uber over there? I mean,
Yeah,
we
we do
do,
have
yeah.
it, but the thing is, like,
Everyone
I don't know,
lives so far away, I
I
think.
don't trust my drunk self to be like, is this the right car? And I'm
Oh
like, who
my
are you? And I'm
God.
like, is this the Uber? And he's like, yeah, but this is for Amanda. Are you Amanda? I
I
am
can
if
be
you take me
Amanda.
home.
Oh, that's too funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, well,
Well,
I think it might just be because I am in like a tourist friendly area that there's literally Ubers, Lyfts, there's anything you can think of to get home and generally safe. I haven't had a bad experience with like an Uber or Lyft driver like taking me to the wrong place, or like even if I jump in and they know that I'm already drunk, they tried to like get some information from me to figure out where I'm going, you know? But or even that, like
that's
just have
nice.
your friend try to like help, you know? Two drunk people kind of equal a sober person, so
I don't
that's
think it
the
worked that way,
I
but
mean, I think
maybe.
maybe better than one.
True.
So I think
Yeah.
that might be a little bit why it's more easy for me to get back home. But yeah, I don't know. I think this was definitely a good thing to do. I think what I'll if I do end up doing something very similar like this in the future, I'll probably do a bigger canvas. But again, I'll still be using some sort of image to kind of follow. I think trying to like create something and put it on, that's way too difficult, and it ends up coming up not how you wanted it to. So.
I mean, the bigger canvas, more money too, right?
Oh,
Because you have to
exactly.
get
Yep.
the paint and all that stuff. Because
Absolutely.
right now, for the small canvas, the $5 paint I bought from is still able to paint all the thing I
Oh,
wanted.
exactly. Yeah. And I'm still using the I think it was like a $4 brush with like some paints from the first painting that we did. So I'm still using the same.
Nice.
The only thing I had to go back out was to buy additional canvases because I didn't see the value pack. But I did
Oh
find that it
no.
was like a $5 value pack of like five canvases.
Nice. $5.05?
Yeah.
That's a good deal.
Five, well, cause yeah. Well, that's how it came out too after the discount and stuff.
Nice.
So it was definitely good. I think I have one more. One, two. No, I think I have a few more. But
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean on the canvas and everything, right? When it come out, like each picture costs you like $2.
Oh, exactly. And it's what's it called? Exercising like parts of your brain that normally you're not using.
Exactly.
So I think it's a little bit of fun.
Yeah, but the problem becomes when you're like forced to paint, then it becomes
No,
less fun. Like you literally,
I agree. I
I'm
agree.
such a creature of like inspiration that it's really hard for me to produce results unless I'm like, all right, it just struck me. I know what I'm gonna do. All right, I have to do this now, this exact instant. Don't talk to me. Don't fucking look at me. I have to do this thing right now. I have a great idea. And then like 20 minutes later, they're like, "Are you done?" I'm like, "Yeah, I ran out of ideas."
Oh
Everything's
no.
been expressed, but the full picture isn't complete. But
No,
yeah,
and I see
yeah.
what you're saying. It's just kind of beating a dead horse here. Yikes. But yeah, I think that for me it's a solid we'll probably try again. And it's very cheap, so you best believe I like that.
Yeah. See, see, we become responsible adults.
I know, my God.
That's a good sense.
Yikes, I know, I
know. No, I don't want to grow old. It's I'm still late. 13.
We're not old. Come We're on. Not old. I'm still 13. Just a little bit more responsible.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yikes.
Like think about on this black bag that you have when you drink, right? Now you don't have it anymore. But you still bring responsibly.
You said, Yeah, no, I definitely... I mean, I guess that's the thing. Like, if I do go out and get really, really drunk, I plan accordingly. Like, I don't, you know, I'm not working the following day. I don't have anything to do the following day. Whereas before, I was just kind of like, you know, figure it out. If I get drunk, blackout, you know, it is what it is. And then just kind of pick it up the next day. But, like, no, I can't even, like, even think about getting super drunk and then not knowing if I have to work tomorrow or anything like that. That just sounds very responsible.
Yeah. Well, it's not we got boring. It's just we know, like, what's going to happen next.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, you definitely have to, like, mess up your body and for you to realize, okay, not doing that again. Or maybe I'll do it again, but just stop here. I think it's just, like, living life, you know? You as soon as you reach your limits, you can kind of, like... Fall back a little bit, view it, look at it with a different perspective, and then
Yep, improve. I agree with you.
Yep.
100%.
I think that's exactly what we're doing with these paintings, though. Just, I mean, if you, like, hold up the first painting and compare it to the third, it's just, I don't know. It's really nice.
I mean, my first two, nice. It's just the bristle, like, fucked up.
Well, no, I know, but it's like, it's. I'm assuming there was some sort of skill progression from the first one to the third one. Like, you know, we've been painting for like 3 weeks now, so there has to be something that you're like, maybe it's like an applying technique or like the way you
I know how to bend tree really good now.
Exactly, you know, things like that. I mean, it's kind of cool. I don't know. Artem's like, not another painting.
Yeah.
Well, Artem, how about go we go with you next?
Yeah, go ahead, Artem.
Oh, changing ahead, Artem. The style, are we? Ding. All right. Uh-huh. I absolutely hate it using the brushes that I have, because my main problem with the brushes that I had was as soon as I put the brush into the paint and I apply the paint to the canvas, I see hairs everywhere, and I'm like, okay, I'm throwing this paint out. So just to give you guys an idea, I have about 50 brushes that've been collected over the years, and I've thrown out 35 of them yesterday.
Jesus.
Because I was finishing up the painting, and I literally could not stand it when brushes, like, throw their hairs on it. And of course, that's expected, you know, they can't, like, hold all the hairs together because it's each individual strand of hair that they use.
Right.
But at the same time, it's so annoying because I'm painting white center, and you just see black hair in the middle of it.
Oh.
And I'm like, who the fuck put pubes on my painting, you know?
Yeah.
So I got that. Then I don't like acrylics.
So I'm asking, how do you wash them?
Wash them?
Yeah.
In water.
Yeah, but in the beginning, like, how do you actually paint them? Do you wash them first and then you
Yeah, you drip them in a little bit of water and then you put them in the paint.
Mm. Mm. Do you shake them vigorously?
Yeah.
Because what I do is, for when first thing I paint, is like, I put the brush in, I shake them in the water vigorously, and then I get towel paper and I rip them out just like to get on the freaking, like, little, like, brush, you know?
Yeah, that might get the sides, but it won't get, like, the center ones.
It works.
It might just be the type of brush as well, because, like, what I'm using is a very, like, brushes. Flat, like, like a finger wide, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like horsehair brushes. It's just, like, those synthetic ones.
Yeah, no.
I actually had a lot of fun with this, despite all the technical difficulties, because those always happen and you have to deal with them anyway. Mm-hmm. But I actually watched a painting of Bob Ross.
Oh my goodness, he
is on another level, because I literally watched a 20-minute video of him painting, like, this great lake and all these trees, and then he made, like, a little like boathouse or something like that. It took him 20 minutes to do that, okay? It's like stroke, stroke, stroke tree. Stroke, stroke, stroke tree.
Yeah, but... Four, like, more strokes, how old is water. This guy? Like, I think that might be... You know, we've been doing this for, like, a month. He's been doing this for years. The amount of experience...
And he only has, like, one brush and then one of those scraper tools for the pain. He's like, just add a little bit here. But I gotta say, watching Bob Ross is so relaxing. Like, his voice is just a soothing atmosphere. The lighting is not bright. You know, everything is just relaxed. He's like, okay, we don't make mistakes. We don't have happy mistakes. Accidents. Oh, and my as God. Soon as he says that, you're just like, oh, Bob, I love you. Marry me.
Yeah. Is he still alive?
I don't think so.
Oh, no, that's so sad. Okay.
Yeah, the dude is dead for a long time.
Jeez. Okay. Just asking. Well, I mean, I'm sure he lived a very fulfilling...
He died on July 4th,
1995. Oh, no. I was 3 years old.
I was two. Jesus.
Right?
You guys too young.
We missed an era.
Keith's like, I was 25.
I was 35 when this happened.
Sorry. I was 25.
Oh, God.
Yeah, but I mean, it was a lot of fun. It wasn't really monotone as like all the other paintings. Mm-hmm. And it didn't take 8 hours to paint inside the lines as the previous one.
Yeah.
But it was interesting, yeah. I actually forgot how much fun it is to just paint.
Yeah, I think the like the trees, things that don't have like a specific shape, I think it's where I have more fun. Just because, you know, you're not tied to making a triangle look like a triangle. Whereas the tree, you could add more bushes, you know? Or, like, with water, mm-hmm. you could always add more waves, add more water. Mm-hmm. So, I think that, knowing that, going into painting helps me and then calms me down. Because even if I make a mistake and it doesn't come out the way I wanted to, I could always add more to it. So, I think that's what... Because I see you both and Artem and Keith did the... kind of like the forest, yep, with a walkway in the center. But I think, yeah, it's just...
Keith's trees look amazing.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I'm looking at Keith's now. Wow. I just think the amount of time, you know? But I think I did like how Artem's kind of was going in towards like the light in the center, and then that was your focal point. And then the trees were around it. It looks very nice. But I will tell you, I don't see any black hairs, so
yeah, because I have to go in and dig them out. You have
solid
no, that,
point.
I don't know if you can tell, but that centerpiece where it's like kind of like a broken path,
mm-hmm.
actually, I like the way it looked. But what happened was I had to put so much water there just to dig that fucking piece of hair out, so all the paint like smashed together, then just touched it up a little bit,
okay.
But then I actually liked it, the way it looked. And I was like,
yeah, I was gonna say, I didn't even notice until you pointed that out,
yeah, no. Don't focus on that. Just enjoy the painting.
Right? Now I'm just like zoomed in on it. That's all I'm looking at. Like,
huh, where's the hair?
The water spot. It almost looks like a nose. I'm going to take a picture of it.
Ew. Please don't. Stop embarrassing me.
No.
But yeah, I mean, fun stuff, but yeah.
Would you continue doing this maybe when you're feeling inspired as opposed to...
If I'm feeling inspired, definitely. Or if I'm drinking and I'm like, I really want to paint right now.
Yeah.
But I feel like this is the same thing with like writing, because I had no idea what I wanted to do at first.
Okay.
Because like I said, I watched the Bob Ross painting, mm-hmm. right? But then like I didn't want to go right into a canvas because I only have one more left, which is for winter.
I know, and then, that's terrifying.
Yeah, and then I was like, okay, well, I'm not gonna start right away. I'm gonna just do like a basic sketch of what it is. And it was like on a regular A4 paper, and mm-hmm. I painted it.
Okay.
I was like, this looks like crap.
Oh, okay. No.
So moving on, and then it just struck me, and I was like, okay, this is what I wanted to do. You know, there's a path because, mm-hmm. you know, everything is kind of dying because it's fall, and everything is kind of like reaching that point where they're like, a new, brand new me is going to start happening, you know. Well,
like
not for the winter, but it's like, you know, like later on. Like kind of like that season, the first, those like the fall and... winter mm-hmm. is like kind of those seasons where everything gets dropped and then everything grows back again, right? So that's what I was going with at the end of the tunnel.
So you guys want to paint something different next time, like food?
Well, I definitely think we need to finish this season thing.
Yeah,
I
we kinda... already said season thing. We're a man of our word.
As much as it's becoming difficult.
We're just finishing it. I'm not saying we're gonna quit it, but I mean, in the end, we're going to have four beautiful canvases like,
exactly.
sitting next to us.
Yep.
You know? And then I think that's the big thing that I would take out of it. You have, it's like a month worth of work, and you can see it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You should be proud of it.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I think just, you know, even going this far and just having them, I'll be moving here soon, so I'll have a lot more wall space to hang things up. It'd be kind of fun.
It's good.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, it's good.
All right, Key, what about you? What did you experience during your painting extremes?
Well, I don't know. I was tired. Then not tired anymore because I was drinking some vitamin C, right?
There's something else.
Like, then I was like, you know what? Let's start painting. And then from 9 and then into like 1 a.m. It took me like 4 hours for this painting.
Nice. Yeah.
To take shape. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because the first time in the background, I got some trouble working on the background because I don't have enough paint. Like the paint from when I think because of the brush I use the same brush, whatever I use the background, the brush takes so much paint out of the background that I don't, the paint is not enough. Like when you do the stroke, right?
Mm-hmm.
Half the canvas covered with paint, half the other half doesn't cover with paint.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And it's like, it takes me almost 2 hours to keep adding like more paint inside the canvas to get the background out. Then another 2 hours, that's when I got the background, mm-hmm. right? Still not the way I liked it. If you look at my picture like closely, you can see like a little bit background up in there because I tried to paint on top of the thing I already finished of it. So
the background,
but it looks good.
Which part?
Like when the middle part, when you see the white coming up to the tree.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If you go into that a little bit, you can see like a little bit like white on top of the tree too.
Oh. Because I was like, was that your road?
Yes. That's not even the road. I tried to make the road, mm-hmm. but in the end, it's not look like the road. So I should make like a little C. Not the C almost. It's more like a forest under like
a fog. That's what
like
I
a
thought.
Fog or something like that, you know?
Okay.
And you any ideas? What is this?
No, I have no idea what the fuck it is.
No, the way I saw it was like when it's like some places when it rains heavily, I think that's why the trees are flourishing, which would make sense. They're just very, you know, what's it called? There's just a lot of water.
Nice.
Just because it almost looks like an ocean doesn't mean that there's a lot of water. It's just reflecting. So I do a lot of
reflection for the tree too. Mm-hmm.
Your trees look really good. I really like them.
It took a long time.
Fucking amazing. Like
you did a really nice job with the shadowing because it's like you have the white from the sun and then you have the brown and then it gets dark.
Mm-hmm.
It's really good.
Super good.
Yeah, and even it took a long time, guys.
Yeah, I was like, even with the colors of the trees, how they that just progressively get like lighter, but it's still very distinct, but in a way that it's not like. What's it called, like specifically separated, because you have the red into the darker orange, but then you have the lighter yellow coming in for contrast. It looks super good. I think it adds the depth. So
yep. And then if you look at the top, like where the colorful part at,
mm-hmm.
that thing take a long ass time.
The color, yeah, no, I bet.
That thing take me almost an hour just to like get on the paint in, because as soon as I paint one thing on top of its other, mm-hmm. somehow the color mix because I forgot to wait for it to dry.
Yep.
And had to paint on top of it again every time.
No.
I did it multiple times.
That's the thing with acrylic. You have to wait for the paint to dry and you're like, all right, second. But like you watch some videos on YouTube, right? They're like, they do a painting in like 5 minutes. You're like, that's bullshit. That paint dries like 30 minutes at least.
It might have been like the amount that they applied. It just, you know, conditions, like the temperature conditions in the room. There could be a different things affecting the paint to help it.
Yeah.
You know? Right. But I mean, also, I'm sure they have the experience and they know if I lay down this, you know, this paint, this thickness, it's going to take this long for it to at least be dry enough, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, like, it take a while, because I have, like, at some point, I was just, like, lying down next to the paintings to see if it reflects back, because I see, I'm wondering, is this, like, dry yet, because this shit takes so long.
Yeah, did you do this on Saturday?
No, it is on Sunday. I mean, on Friday.
Oh, okay. Friday, yeah, because I think that's when you were staying up super late, right?
Yep. That's when I text you guys.
Yeah, I was like, I think you were definitely. Yeah. I was like, why is he still awake?
All right. What the fuck? Seeing the coronavirus, my wife is in isolation. I have nothing to do. So.
Oh no! Does she have the coronavirus?
No, she's just do isolation because my family want to. normally she don't have to do it because my mother and my father-in-law comes over from Vietnam, and they want, and then my family want to, and then her family, like her uncle and her aunt, want to isolate the people who come from the airport.
So is she with her parents?
Yeah, she with her parents right now.
Got it. Okay, that makes more sense. I was like, you guys live in the same place. So how is she? I was like, okay, that makes more sense.
Oh, plus my brother didn't like to have Corona.
Yeah, that's, for some reason. Yeah, I was gonna think, I don't think anyone, you know.
I guess if anyone don't like to have coronavirus, but at this point, if you slow down everything, if you keep the economy gonna crash, the global economy gonna go down, everything gonna slow down, everything, right? Mm-hmm. At this point, would you think it makes sense to get it over with?
Get what over with?
Yeah, I don't know, like coronavirus.
Like get it?
I don't know, not get it, but more like, we gotta do something. It's just not like staying home, do nothing, you know what I mean? Oh. Even though you can work from home. Mm-hmm. We can still work from home, but still.
That's the best thing
you can do. What about bartender? What about the restaurant industry? What about other people, you know?
Yeah, that's definitely gonna be, it's definitely gonna affect the economy. Honestly, it's better that we do this now than wait later and have more people be infected.
I mean, you can always rebuild, but you can't rebuild if you're dead. So, I mean, I watched the video today of a 37-year-old mother hooked up to all these things just trying to keep her alive because of the coronavirus.
Oh, no.
Like, it's no joke. And there's still people out there that think it's fucking funny and it's hilarious.
It's not funny. It's a fucking serious, deadly, like, virus, right?
Like, I don't understand. There was even a text message between a doctor and his friend, and how the doctor was telling his friend that how they got a guy, a 30-year-old male, perfectly healthy in every single aspect, and he had, like, 7 respiratory failures in, like, a couple hours in between.
Jesus.
Like, pretty that sure, could leave pretty you sure scarred.
The virus, these mutate.
Yeah, oh, yeah. They already confirmed that it mutated at least once. They don't know how many times it can mutate, but... I mean, everybody wanted an apocalypse, you know, there you guys go.
Yeah, exactly. You literally zombies, are asking.
It's not exactly the apocalypse that we wanted, right?
Yeah, but it's the one we got.
Lol. Oh, jeez. Oh, you guys
die. Anyways. Anyway, go back to the painting. Yeah, yes. I did a very nice job on the tree and the color. I mean, I would like to do this sometime, but not all the time. Like for example, if, like Miguel said, you do with friends and when you ask them to come over and all of you guys do this at the same time, everything is going to be nice. It's going to be a nice gathering, right?
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Yes. But for me to do it, like, as a hobby, like when I do it when I'm alone, that's definitely not. It's too stressful, man. It's so stressed. Like autumn problem with the hair was one thing, right? And then I got the hair and I had to pick them out, one thing. Mm-hmm. And I know how to fix them now, but still.
Yeah, I think I was having issues with, like, dry paint from my previous one.
Exactly, dry paint.
But for...
And then somehow the color mix it with the when you make the wrong choice, the color mix together. And it's this completely fucking different color.
That's not what I imagined.
Yeah. Yep.
That's like, not what I wanted. Why are you purple?
Like the leaf, like before you see the orange, it was pink before. I was, what the fuck? Oh, how did I mix orange with yellow a little bit and red and it's come out to pink?
Yeah, just
so a little white in there too, and I was like, what? This shit.
It's gotta but, become oh well. Creative and just, okay. just go with
I only
it.
Have one more painting to go.
Right.
Yep, one more paint. Winter.
And we're never doing painting again. I swear to God,
if someone brings up painting. Yeah, for sure.
I mean, guys. Well, we might do painting, but yeah, we paint different thing.
Yeah, maybe different.
Just kidding. Nope. Fuck this shit.
I think. Yikes. Well, it's not so bad.
Like, this is what happens. Don't force your kids to do something they don't want to do. Like, it's fine if you want to keep them occupied, but please don't assign them shit they don't want to do. Like, if your kid hates to play the flute, don't make them play the flute.
Facts. Okay? They're only going to hate the flute.
Yeah, the only thing you're going to grow in them is the absolute despise towards A, music, B, the flute. You're like, every time they hear the flute, they're like, ah.
Not know? This again.
And we're grown men. See. We're adult men with responsibilities and families and wives and girlfriends and boyfriends and partners, whatever. We hate this. This is torture.
I don't think I count it hate.
Yeah, right. Hate is a strong word, but
hate's a strong word.
Minor inconvenience.
Never deal with absolutes. Only sit deal with absolute.
Okay. Seth,
do you want to help? Oh my god.
But in a sense, I think I'm kinda over with this. I'm not hating it. I kinda like it. I like the picture that I paint.
No,
right?
For sure, huh?
Yeah.
But I think I'm gonna do it in moderation. Instead of once a week, I'm gonna do it once a month, maybe. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Let's see.
Yeah. Because I still have like at least like 7 canvas left for me to paint.
Oh, see, no, I have 3, but after tomorrow, I'll have just what's it called? Just the 2 left. But I mean, I'm sure we'll end up doing something.
Exactly. Yeah.
And even if it's like a separate.
Since for that, like, what do you guys think it's gonna be? Since we hit with the virus and everything.
Mm-hmm.
We should find another hobby that inside.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, no, definitely. Yes.
We'll think of something.
I'm not
don't
sure.
Worry,
we'll
guys. Think of something.
We'll let you know.
Yep.
But until that...
But until now, we gotta find something for the winter. What do you guys think about a winter? Mountains?
I'm actually still gonna paint the forest.
Okay.
Simply
forest.
Because I have a poem in mind by Robert Frost.
Okay, so that's your inspiration, is the poem.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So I'm gonna paint that scene from the poem that he describes.
Ooh.
I see. What about you, Miguel? What do you think about for winter?
So for me, what I like to do is I go on Instagram and then just kind of get inspiration from there. Just because most of these people that put these pictures up, it's from the world. So I like to paint something that's, you know, kind of real. But I know for winter, like I just... I hate... Okay, let me rephrase. I don't like the cold. I like looking at it. But I just, like... I think growing up, like, going out there and playing snowball fight and, like, you know, making a snowman and things like that, that was fun. But, like, now that we're adults, we're, like... First of all, it gets your car dirty. Second of all, people don't know how to drive. It's just the way I see snow now is no longer the same way that I did when I was a child.
Really? I still love snow.
Yeah, no, that's... I'm done and over. But I think...
Really?
Yeah, unfortunately, it's...
I freaking love snow.
Me too. I was waiting for it this year, but at the same time, I was like, I have to clean 2 plots of
exactly.
car parking spots, mm-hmm. and I'm like, my back hurts like a bitch afterwards.
Oh my god! You sound like an old
But it's
man.
Such a satisfying feeling, though, because like, you get out of your clothes, and you're all sweating, and you're like...
Yeah, no. Said
and
no one
And you go to the
ever.
Shower and you get a shot of vodka and life is just good at that moment.
Oh, no. What I do
that
like
sound
is...
sound like a fucking alcoholic.
Oh, nothing wrong with that.
You know, it's a problem as long as you, you know, label it as a problem. If it's not a problem and you can still function as a member of society, you're fine.
Exactly. That's, yep. Nothing wrong with that.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're like drinking to a point where you're not going to work, you're just constantly drunk all the time, you're throwing up, you can't go to work anymore,
mm-hmm.
then it's a problem. But like, if you take a shot of vodka after, you know, like God willed it, you know, for this to be.
it's just meant to be.
It's just meant to be. Yeah. What's meant to be will happen. But anyways, Miguel, continue with your.
Yeah, no, so for me, I think.
The white stuff.
Yeah, it's just, I'm very, I enjoy nature and all that it entails. So even if it is snowing, I would still like to go on hikes. So my inspiration is just kind of like going through Instagram and looking at like wintry scenes from people when they go hiking. And then just kind of find something in there that I like and then try to paint it. So I'm not sure. I don't have a specific idea like Artem. But I do have maybe like a snowflake that I want to try to make it with detail.
Nice. Oh, it's like a scene with the snowflake
mm-hmm.
coming down.
Exactly. Or
nice,
it might
nice.
Just be kind of like a like mountains sort of thing. I can't really paint like San Diego because it's still 70 degrees when it's winter. I mean,
it's just cold. It's not cold. It's a chill.
It's exactly. It's chilly. I mean, we have a few mountains that we do get snow. It's like 2 hours away, but I don't know. I think, and what I'm going to find difficult is adding like the texture, the depth, because we're going to be using a lot of light colors. So
yes.
I think that's going to be my main issue is trying to like, differentiate the different items in the painting with using your whites, your grays, your little bit of black here and there. But it's just I'm already seeing this one's gonna be a difficult one.
It's gonna be our last challenge for the canvas painting. Absolutely. So I'm gonna good luck for everyone because I don't know what the fuck I'm gonna do.
Oh no.
I mean, me too. I have a scene, but I don't know how it's gonna.
I mean, I might buy paint a snowman, but I don't like snowman because the thing is, I want to paint nature always on my painting. I love nature.
Mm-hmm, I agree.
But the mountain, I already paint the mountain in the sprint, so I don't know. Maybe I revisit the sprint and try to paint another bigger mountain.
Paint the bigger mountain.
Yeah, tree and all that stuff. I mean this at this point, I just want to get it over with. I'm gonna try to make sure it look good.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm gonna try to use all my skill from the last 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, I'm screwed with this, man. I was like, oh. So much stress.
You'll be fine. Just stack up on white and you'll do good.
Exactly.
Oh, I'm gonna do some abstract painting.
Okay.
It's just a white canvas.
Just a blank canvas.
Oh my god.
Again, canvas.
It could be whatever you want it to be.
Hey, did you see the abstract? They just tap a banana on top of the scene. Mm-hmm. And be like, yep.
said yep.
Yeah, and the dudes that eat the banana and the museum come out and say, why do you eat banana? I was like, it's just there.
Oh.
And apparently for the banana art, right, they should put a new banana every single day in.
Yeah.
Yeah, so like, dumb. So stupid.
Oh my god.
That was cool when we were cavemen, you know, like trying to, like, just evolved from the monkeys, just started figuring out the hunting and the farming stuff. Then everyone was like, banana.
Ooh, banana.
Ooh. Yeah, now it's kind of like, okay.
Somehow become art. Become art.
And then,
oh, well. I think we see you guys next week.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
Thank you
guys
for listening. We'll see you next week, and we'll discuss what our next project's going to be.
Awesome. All right.
Stay tuned.
All right, bye.
Bye.